In confusion and uncertainty, there emerges a guiding light, a beacon that cuts through the darkness. Welcome to Beacon of Truth with your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Beacon of Truth. I am your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and you're listening on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. What a beautiful day today. We're celebrating the feast of Our Lady of Sorrows today. And boy, would love to hear from you, maybe how the Blessed Mother has helped you get through a difficult time in your life, a sorrowful time in your life, and how maybe you've united your heart and your life to the Blessed Mother, you know, at the presentation. You know, the prophecy of Simeon, that a sword shall, to the Blessed Mother, that the sword shall pierce her own soul, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be laid there. And maybe you've had to do that. And you'd like to share that experience with us. Would love to hear from you today, my friends. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Today, again, celebrating the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. And just got back a few hours ago from speaking at two wonderful events in Kansas as part of Divine Mercy Radio's appreciation banquet for its listeners and supporters. And so I spoke Saturday night and Sunday last night, and both events were absolutely fabulous. So the event on Saturday was in Hays, Kansas, and I stayed. In fact, I was actually there at that parish several years ago. I did a parish mission there, and there was a different priest there at that time. I also spoke that a few years ago when I was there at the Fort Hays State University Newman Center. And had a wonderful experience there, and a wonderful experience this time as well. I got to stay with the pastor there, Father Fred Gatchett, who actually, who I did not know this, wrote the workbooks for the Didache series. You know, the Didache series that was, I think, published by the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology and the Midwest Theological Forum, kind of got together and put this kind of high school catechetical series together. And Father Gatchett wrote the workbooks that accompany that program. So it was great to get a chance to talk with him. And I got a chance to spend some time with some members of the board of directors for Divine Mercy Radio, celebrating their 15th anniversary, Lester and Donetta Robin. It was wonderful to see them and to catch up with them and to hear the story of how Donetta put her faith in the Lord 15 years ago to start a station. She said, it's so funny, she said she called, she just felt God calling her in her heart to start Catholic radio, didn't know what to do. She called EWTN. They said, all you need is a computer and a satellite dish. And from there, you know, the radio station has grown. They're in like five different markets now. So I want to thank all the people, again, Lester and Donetta for making me feel so welcome there, and all the great things that Divine Mercy Duty Radio is doing, all the members of the board that were there as well that I got a chance to meet. It was wonderful to spend time with you and the members of the staff, particularly Nathan Lang. He's the director of Divine Mercy Radio, really went out of his way to take good care of me while I was there. And Michael as well, who's the assistant director and the tech guy. I got to spend the time with them and got a chance to talk with them, particularly Michael, after the event last night. And we talked for a while, and it was just really wonderful to connect with the folks there and with all of the listeners and the supporters. Many of them listen to this show, Beacon of Truth. I'm so grateful for that. And they love the content. They love EW10. They love what EW10 Radio is doing. And so, yeah, it was awesome. I'm just so grateful and so happy to be there. And I got a chance to see my event manager, who does booking all my events and travel and a bunch of logistics and all that other stuff. She lives in Kansas, so I don't get the chance to actually see her in person that often. But we got a chance to spend a lot of time together. This weekend with the dinner with her and her husband and her daughter, one of her daughters, the one who's still at home in high school, wonderful young lady. So yeah, I just had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And so I hope you did too. And again, if you're watching on YouTube or on Facebook, you see I'm sitting a little bit off center today because I wanted to put this image up that's behind me. This is from New Zealand. So I spoke at a men's event in New Zealand. It was held at a pub. But when you walk in, they had this massive, and you see it behind me, this massive, massive mirror picture of the Blessed Mother. I'm like, wait a minute, this is a Catholic? No, it's a secular establishment. But I guess one of the owners has some kind of devotion to Mary or something like that. So I snapped a picture of it. And she does look a little somber in that photo. So I couldn't find another great photo of Our Lady of Sorrows, one that would work, with the screen behind me. But so I found this one. I wanted to put it up again in celebration of Our Lady of Sorrows today. And again, would love to hear from you if you want to share your experience of maybe how the Blessed Mother got you through something really difficult in your life, how you had to maybe unite your heart, your broken, bruised heart, and lay it through the pierced soul of the Blessed Virgin Mary. You want to share that experience with us? Would love to hear from you today on this Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You know, one of the things that people were telling me over the weekend that they liked about what we're doing here on Beacon of Truth is the playlist. You know, we take the kind of secular songs and we look at them through a kind of a faith-based lens. You know, and so that people hear and listen to those songs differently now. People seem to really enjoy that. And also the Soulful Psalms. You know, people seem to like that segment as well. And I really love the Psalms and really love kind of diving in a little bit and trying to connect the Psalms to your life. And if you want to, and both of those, by the way, are their own podcasts now. So you can listen to the Soulful Psalms, you know, as its own podcast. So every day, obviously, is a different part of the different one of the Psalms or part of a Psalm that we go through. Or if you just want to listen to the Beacon of Truth playlist episodes on their own, again, both of them are their own podcasts. You can get those podcasts streaming on any of the podcast mediums, Apple or Spotify, whichever one, they're all there. Or you can listen on the EWTN app, which is how I get most of my EWTN content because I travel so much, so I don't watch TV and I don't really watch it on YouTube or, you know, stuff, but I do watch on the app, which is awesome. Or you can go to Podcast Central at EW10.com to get not only the Beacon of Truth, the show as a podcast, and a Beacon of Truth playlist where you go through the music, or the Soulful Psalms. There are so many other amazing content that will help you learn about your faith, grow in your faith, draw you closer to the Lord's Sacred Heart, bring you into deeper communion with Mary's Immaculate Heart. And of course, she always leads us to her Son. You know, so man, so many different wonderful ways to get the EWTN content. So absolutely grateful to Mother Angelica and all the folks at EWTN there. And also mentioned this weekend, I'm going on pilgrimage. You know, we got some great pilgrimage opportunities coming up next year. And the fun part is the EWTN Friars are going to be accompanying me on all of those pilgrimages that we have coming up next year. We have four of them. So in May, we're going to be going to Guadalupe, Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico in May. And Father Matthew will be the chaplain who will be accompanying us there. And then in June, we're going to Ireland. We're going to be going through just about the whole country. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. You know, look at the Catholic heritage of Ireland. And Father Patrick, Mary, will be with us. And then we're going to Japan in September. You know, Japan has an amazing and rich Catholic heritage. You know, Nagasaki and our Lady of Nikita, an approved apparition of the church, happened there in Japan. The martyrs of Japan. We're going to be visiting all that rich Catholic heritage of Japan in September of next year. And Father Leonard will be accompanying us on that pilgrimage as the chaplain. Then finally, Eucharistic Miracles of Italy, October of next year. And Father Mark will be the chaplain on that. So, you know, it's going to be absolutely awesome. So go to my website, deaconharold.com. Go to the pilgrimage tab and sign up or get more information. But do sign up today. Again, Our Lady of Sorrows on Beacon of Truth, 833-288-EWTN. Woo! Starting off the week right. You know, with a little bit of a soul there, a little bit of funk there. You know, love the guitar part there with the wah. You know, when I was updating my pedal board for my guitar setup, you know, I did add a wah pedal to that, and I just love having fun playing with that thing. I haven't really used a wah a whole lot. You know, I was playing jazz, I was playing some rock and stuff like that in college. And some funk too, but I didn't have a wah pedal, but now I have one and just having a lot of fun with it. And it just adds another textural layer to the music, you know? It's just like, you know, like food, you know, food and music kind of go together, don't they? You know, like if you go to a restaurant, you know, you're sweet and salty and savory and umami, and you know, you want to get your palate is, you know, when you eat something that hits all those parts of your palate, it's just like really awesome. Music's like that too, you know. It has different layers, and as you know as you listen to different layers, it's hitting you different ways, and sometimes the effects that they use for the guitar or for a bass or for a keyboard patch or whatever, you know, adds a different layer and level. Classical music, same thing. You know, when you listen to a sonata or you're listening to a piece by Beethoven or Franz Liszt or Bach or Schubert or one of those guys, you know, the way they layer the instrumentation, there's some polyphony, and then it pulls back, and then there's a solo, and there's a, you know, it's just absolutely awesome. All right. Well, today, my friends, you're listening to Beacon of Truth. I'm your host, Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, and today is the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows today. Would love to hear from you about your experience. Maybe the Blessed Mother helped you get through something really difficult. Maybe you had to unite your broken heart to her, lay it through the pierced soul next to her immaculate heart. I know I had to do that. And if I have time, you know, I want to take your calls first. But if we have time, I'll share my experience that actually drew me a sad experience, but drew me closer to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And I have a very strong devotion to her now because of that. But would love to hear from you. Maybe you want to share a sorrow that you're going through right now. And maybe you're asking the Blessed Mother right now to help you. Because, oh, man, what she had to endure at the foot of the cross. Unbelievable. I can't even imagine the pain of watching your only child or any of your children suffer and die. And there's really nothing you can do to help. What she has gone through. You know, if you're willing to share an experience like that, how, you know, because why? Your experience and sharing your experience gives people hope, right? We're in the Jubilee year of hope right now. Goodness, when you see all the insanity, all the negativity, all the violence going on around our world, man, we need hope. And our Lady of Sorrows, you know, by sharing our sorrows with hers, will help to give us the hope that we're searching for. Would love to hear from you and maybe a message of hope through the intercession of Our Lady of Sorrows today on Beacon of Truth. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And for over 40 years, EWTN has been praying with and for people throughout the world. Today, we want to pray for anything that weighs on your heart. Family members, maybe a child that's away from the church, your health, finances, whatever it may be on this Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. It is our honor to pray for you. So please take a moment now and send us your prayer request at ewtn.com/prayer. Again, that's ewtn.com/prayer. All right, my friends, it's now time for the Soulful Psalm segment of Beacon of Truth. The Soulful Psalms, if we take one of the Psalms from the Book of Sung Praises from the wisdom literature of the Old Testament, the Psalms that we hear in every holy sacrifice of the Mass, and when we pray the Liturgy of the Hours or the Divine Office, we take those Psalms and we connect them more deeply to your everyday lived experience. And today we're going to continue our look at Psalm 79. So Psalm 79 is in Book 3 of the Psalms, Psalms 73 to 89 are in Book 3. Psalm 73 to 83 are by Asaph. So Asaph means gather. Again, one of the writers, obviously David wrote the bulk of the Psalms, more than half of them written by David, but there were other writers. If you want to see the full list of who those other contributors are to the Psalms, the other members of the musical guild of the Jewish temple, 1 Chronicles 15:16-22. Well, you get that list. Again, 1 Chronicles 15:16-22. So again, we're going to take our look at Psalm 79, starting at verse 11. The prescript or superscript is very, very simple. Mizmor ha'asaf. Just a psalm of Asaph. Very simple. So Asaph starts this psalm off, and this was probably written around the time of the Babylonian exile or shortly thereafter, where Asaph is remembering what happened. So he says, "Oh God, the nations have invaded your heritage. They have profaned your holy temple. They have made Jerusalem a heap of ruins. They have handed over your bodies of your servants as food to feed the birds of heaven." So man, you know, talking about Our Lady of Sorrows today, Asaph starts off talking about he's painting a picture of what's happened in Jerusalem has been seized. The city of the Lord has been destroyed and taken captive, and the people have been led into out of their land into this strange foreign pagan land now, right? So he starts off painting a picture of sorrow, of grief, of despair. So we're picking up here at verse 11. And we're probably going to get to the end, which is verse 13. So verse 11, Psalm 79, verse 11. "Let the groans of the prisoners come before you. Your strong arm reprieve those condemned to die." Ooh, boy. I mean, the image that jumps into my heart when I hear this. So first of all, it says, "Let the groans of the prisoners come before you." All right. So there a lot of different images we can draw here about when it says the prisoners. Okay. So at one level, you know, those are actually in prison, and those who are incarcerated, right? Who often, you know, and many times I hear a story from priests and my brother deacons who serve in prison ministry, how some prisoners are grateful for that prison experience and grateful for that incarceration experience. He's like, "Wait, what are they grateful for? They're in prison." Well, hold on. That experience in prison turned them to Christ. It's through that experience that they got to know Christ. You know, it's like St. Josephine Bakita, right? Remember how she said, which absolutely beautiful and shows her incredible humility, that she was a slave, and she was involved in human trafficking. And she said that if she were to meet the people that enslaved her, that abused her, she would kiss their feet. Why? It was because of that experience of human trafficking and the beatings that she took and the abuse that she took that led her to her faith in Jesus Christ, right? And so we hear that from people who are incarcerated as well, that experience, yeah, I mean, they regret the sin and the act that led them to be imprisoned, that led them to incarceration, but it is there in that space that they met Jesus, that they began a relationship with him. Right, so at one level, okay, that's what we see, the groans of the prisoners. It also has another connotation. Those imprisoned by sin, right? Those imprisoned by their passions, by their lusts, by their desires, by those things that separate them from God. You know, so the groans of those prisoners, when they realize that I am in this sin, that I need to get out of this, they turn to the Lord, and the Lord hears. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Blessed be the Lord. Right? Your strong arm reprieve those condemned to die, right? We talk about the right hand, the strong hand of the Lord, reprieving those condemned to die. And we remember Jesus' arms stretched out on the cross, right? He's the conduit between heaven and earth, between the temporal and the transcendent, you know, and that grace flowing from that cross into the earth. And how the sacraments flow from that sacrifice. And so we walk into the confessional, we're dead. You know, and after Jesus forgives the sins through the priest, through that sacred ministry that he gave to him in John chapter 20, we come out alive. We're no longer condemned to death, separating ourselves from God, either in purgatory for a part time, you know, to remit the last effects of the temporal punishments of sin, or cutting ourselves from God forever in hell, you know. Let us turn back to the Lord in humility. Let God's strong arm reprieve those condemned to die. Pay back to our neighbors seven times over the taunts with which they taunted you, O Lord. So again, kind of an eye for an eye mentality here. Then we, when you read this, we read it again, Christologically, reading anagogically through, allegorically through the eyes of our faith, you know. So in other words, God, don't be afraid to enact justice, because God is a God of justice, right? When we do things in the right and we stand up for our faith, even when it's difficult, that we're asking God to show his justice. Now, we need to pray for those people to come to faith, but also God may exercise his hand of justice so that through that act of justice, someone may come to a deep faith in Jesus, right? So that's the way we need to think about it. Then finally it says, then we, your people, the flock of your pasture. Right, so Asaph is using the beautiful image of a shepherd and the sheep, which David, of course, you know, and Jesus, one of his titles is Son of David, the shepherd. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. He uses the analogy of shepherd and sheep many times in the Gospels. He's explaining the relationship between him and his people, or God and us. And remember, he also says, you know, at the day of judgment, you know, you want to be, you know, it's like the wheat and the chaff, separating the sheep from the goats. We want to make sure that we're on the right side of that equation, that we're with the sheep at the end of our earthly journey on earth. So we, the flock of your pasture, so we are under your care, your protection, your love, your mercy, Lord. We will give you thanks forever, right? Because our goal is heaven. We'll be praising God forever. From age to age, we will recount your praise. Through all ages until the end of the world, we will remember the power and the grace and the mercy of our loving God. All right, we're talking about Our Lady of Sorrows today on Beacon of Truth, 833-288, EW10, 833-288-3986. That feel. Little Larry, kind of jazzy little Larry Carlton kind of phrasing. It was amazing. Yeah, he played a lot. You know, Larry Carlton played a lot on the Steely Dan song. So if you listen to Asia or a lot of those albums back in the kind of the heyday of Steely Dan. Incredible musicians that they got to play on those records, and a number of great guitarists, including the great Larry Carlton playing as well. So love to feel this song. A little funk there, a little syncopation, a little kind of hip-hop feel with the drums there. Absolutely awesome. All right, I'm Deacon Harold Burke Simmons. You're listening to Beacon of Truth. And today we're celebrating the feast of Our Lady of Sorrows today. And so if you want to share an experience of maybe how the Blessed Mother got you through a difficult time in your life, we would absolutely love to hear from you today. Maybe you want to share an experience of maybe you're going through something difficult right now, you know, and you want to share an experience of how you're praying for the intercession of the Blessed Mother. I definitely want to get your calls today. And I will be, hopefully if we have time, I'll be sharing my experience. Because I had a profound experience with the Blessed Mother. It's something very difficult that I was going through, and she helped me get through it. So would love to hear from you today, your experience of the power of Our Lady of Sorrows. Maybe you lost a child or a spouse, and you're feeling like the Blessed Mother at the foot of the cross, watching her only child die in front of her, you know, and how she can be a powerful intercessor when we're going through something really difficult. Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I want to tell you about Podcast Central, the Dr. Ray podcast. Dr. Ray has so many amazing things going on. I was so grateful to see and spend time with him at the recent EWTN radio conference in the Washington, D.C. area. And he has a great podcast. It's another great podcast on EWTN's Podcast Central, the Dr. Ray podcast. Dr. Ray Guarendi talks about parenting issues, from diaper dilemmas to teenage traumas to college crises. He tackles family, personal, and professional issues through a straightforward and you know him, often humorous way. You can hear this and other faith-filled podcasts on EWTN Podcast Central. Just go to EWTN.com/podcasts today. Again, that's EWTN.com/podcasts. All right, my friends, Our Lady of Sorrows, her feast day today, and that's what we're talking about. Would love to hear from you. Maybe you had an experience of a sad or tragic experience, a sorrowful experience, where you united your sorrows to the Blessed Mother. How did she help you get through a difficult time in your life? That's what we're talking about today. Would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Pam from Windsor, Ontario. And that's up in Canada, our neighbors to the north. And Pam is listening on Sirius XM 130. Pam, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you. Thank you. My experience was praying to the Lord, of course, in Our Lady of Sorrows, because we had a family member that had fallen away from a Catholic church, my brother, and he was getting into other things, and not New Age, but just watching these crazy documentaries anyway. So our family decided to go on a trip to Croatia, but we had no intention, actually, or plans of going to Medjugorje. However, we ended up renting a villa. There was 12 of us renting a villa in Croatia, maybe 3 hours from Medjugorje, but the person we rented it from was the visionary Mariana's best friend. We didn't know that. So anyway, Annika was the name of her friend. So cooking for us, and she's very spiritual woman, eh? And we're having great conversations. And then her daughter was going to Medjugorje, flying in from Zagreb, the capital city, to go visit her dad, who was helping the friars in Medjugorje. So four of us went, my mother, myself, my cousin, and my brother. My brother is the one that has kind of backslide, fallen away. 2 weeks before this trip, he sent a video off of Facebook about this 21-year-old young man who was going down the wrong path in life. So his parents sent him there, I think almost for a month, to see if they could change him, which they did. So he sent that, and I said to my mom, why is he sending us this? Right? Long story short, my brother was not well, but he went up with a cane, Apparition Hill. We both went up there after we had lunch with Mariana's friend's husband. He gave us the history on everything. So while we're up there, that particular day happened to be, I think it was the 37th anniversary day. So there were people there up on the hill from all over the world. Like, they were all wearing their different colors. They were singing in their own languages. And it was really a really intense, inspirational feeling up there. So anyways, my brother has his arm around me. And he said to me the first time, he goes, "You're shaking." He goes, "Are you okay?" And I didn't even realize I was shaking. And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I'm fine." And then about 5 minutes later, he said the same thing. And then I said, "I feel like I have to say something, but I don't know what." He goes, "Well, then just say it." So then I started speaking in tongues. And I'm worried because I'm like, I don't know what's happening. Like, what's protocol on this here in this place? Like, I wasn't really attuned to everything, right? So anyways, after I finished, about 2 minutes later, I had a tap on my shoulder from behind. And this woman, she was from the UK, but she was Indian, dressed in her, you know, her Indian garb. And she said, "Do you know what you just said?" And I said, "No." And then so she said, "Can I interpret this for you?" Which she did. And then my brother said, after she interpreted, I felt like I was plugged into the wall. I felt like I had electricity running through me. I was just trying to come down, so I wasn't really paying attention too much. Anyways, she interpreted it, and then my brother said, "You both then said three prayers in sync. It's like you knew what, you know, what you were saying." And I don't know. I don't even remember that, to be honest with you. So anyway, we come down, and my brother, he was just like, I think what it was our family was praying for him, and by the grace of God and the power of our Holy Mother, she interceded, and she just gave him an experience that blew him back to his roots. You know, it was just phenomenal. He said, "You know, besides the birth of my son, this is the second most intense feeling." And, you know, so we kind of got him back on the right track, you know. And I was just so grateful, and I still am so grateful for just, I didn't expect that, like, just to be a part of it. So when I went down the hill, we both did, I said to my brother, "Just don't say anything to anybody. Let's cool this down," because we had like 12 people in there. And one of my brothers had gone to Rome, the Vatican, with his family to visit for a couple of days, and he was coming back. I said, "Wait." And then we had some skeptics that were extended family. And then when we came down the hill, the woman, we went to the store to get some water, and the woman down there said, "What happened up there? What just happened up there?" Anyways, that was Bosnia. And so she said to me, she scared me, actually. She's like, "You better go down to the hill where the friars were," which we were headed to anyways, because we knew the man and his daughter that were down there, and they asked us to come back and join them after. So we did. And of course, we went to confession. I told them what had happened to verify, because that it wasn't any demonic thing, which I don't think it was, but it was one heck of an experience. And like I say, I feel it wasn't bad. I'm the best Christian that I know how to be. I know there's always room for more, but God knows my heart. So my point to this is Mother Mary is there, the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, all the angels and saints, and they're so powerful. They can do anything. And we're just, I'm just like elated in gratitude. And so that's my story.
Oh, thank you so much, Pam, for sharing your wonderful experience of our Blessed Mother. Today, we're celebrating the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows today. Would love to hear from you. Maybe you had an experience of sorrow that you united to Mary's Immaculate Heart. The scripture verse is from Luke chapter 2, where Simeon blessed both Joseph and Mary and Jesus, and he turns only to Mary. Right, because we know, we can surmise that Joseph is deceased by the time Jesus starts his public ministry. It says, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and a sign that is spoken against, and a sword will pierce your own soul also, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Right, so that's the verse that we're focusing on today, on this feast day of Our Lady of Sorrows. Would love to hear your experience of how the Blessed Mother got you through something really difficult in your life. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Joy is calling from Cleveland, Ohio, listening on Sirius XM 130. Joy, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hello. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking my call. I was sharing with the call screener. I got very excited when I heard you talking about the feast day today and asking for stories. So my father, he passed away in 2017, and his childhood parish was Nativity BVM, so he was very devout to the Blessed Mother. And he had been fighting cancer on and off, and 9 days before he passed away, he was going into a semi-conscious state, and my mother was sitting there with him, and he woke up, and very clearly his face was clear, his speech was clear, he said, "Anne Marie, come on, come with me." And she said, "Where are we going, Edward?" And he said, "Up over that hill, it's the Blessed Mother. Come on, I need to go to her." And then he faded off into a semi-conscious state again. And 9 days later, he passed away very peacefully. And we had found his prayer card, and it was he had this Our Lady of Sorrows card. And he was very devout to praying to her every day. And one of her promises was, "I will appear to you at the time of your death." And I later in prayer, in deep prayer in front of the Eucharist, I felt this calm, like liquid gold coming over me. And I just felt this peace in my heart. And I had this message that she appeared to him to tell him, "Edward, it's okay. You don't have to fight anymore. You don't have to suffer. Come with me to my son. We're going to go to do this." And 9 days is a novena, and I know for sure, and my mother and my siblings know for sure that this is the experience that my father had. It was very beautiful.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Joy. You know, because death can be kind of a scary thing, because all we know is this life. Right. And all of a sudden now we're making this transition. Actually, we're going home. And so to have the Blessed Mother or one of the saints there, because the beautiful devotion he had to the Blessed Mother, you know, almost like welcoming him home, you know. Oh, but I hope something like that happens to me when my time comes, you know, that someone, my mom or the Blessed Mother or somebody, yeah, that I knew and loved in this life, or one of the angels or saints, maybe one of the deacon saints, and Lawrence or Stephen or Francis of Assisi will greet me, you know, when God willing, was my turn to go home. We're talking about Our Lady of Sorrows today on her feast day. Would love to hear from you about your experience of going through something difficult and the Blessed Mother, through her beautiful, pierced soul, you had to lay your heart next to her Immaculate Heart, and you found healing, you found hope, you found love. And again, always, everything she does moves us closer to Jesus. Would love to hear from you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Mary is calling from Lafayette, Louisiana, listening on Christ Our King Radio. Mary, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to say that my grandmother, who was a very pious person, she was in a girl's school and a boarding school, and one of her, friends, her mother was dying, and they wouldn't let her go see her. So she started praying to Our Lady.
And that's okay. Lady, take your time.
Our Lady appeared. You go ahead and go. I'm going to take you. It didn't make difference. They never knew it was gone. He took her place. Could you understand what I said?
Most of it.
You want me to repeat it?
Go ahead, just quickly.
Okay, my grandmother, who was very pious, was in a girls' boarding school. One of her friends' mothers was dying, and they wouldn't let her go see her. Our Lady appeared to her, and she said, I'm going to take your place. You go ahead and go.
Wow.
And that's beautiful. They never knew she left.
Wow. See, Mary, thank you so much. This is why we do shows like this, because, I mean, your beautiful testimony, so many people out there are looking for hope. They're looking for signs of God's grace in their life. They're looking for something that they can hold on to and have hope in and find joy in. And it's in Jesus. Every path along our faith leads us to Jesus. Everything we do as Catholics, from liturgy to sacraments, prayer, everything leads us to deeper love and intimacy of Jesus Christ. And who leads us there more than anyone else? The Blessed Mother, right? Especially during those difficult, hard, challenging times where sometimes we feel like giving up. That's when we can call on the Blessed Mother. Today, we're celebrating that of Our Lady of Sorrows. We'd love to hear from you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Gigi, watching on YouTube, says she wants to pray for the deliverance and conversion of Ebi and our reconciliation and restoration of our relationship. We will definitely be praying for that, especially through the intercession of the Blessed Mother, because often broken relationships in our lives, especially with people that we love, can be very painful. And so who better to ask to intercede than the Blessed Mother, right? So, yeah, we definitely be praying for that, Gigi. Again, we're wanted to hear from you today. We're talking about Our Lady of Sorrows on her feast day today, uniting your sufferings with the sufferings of the Blessed Mother. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Tracy is calling from Lafayette, Louisiana, listening on Christ the King Radio. Tracy, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Deacon, I know you've been to Lafayette. And yes. I know that you're not surprised to hear from all of us in the same day. I had the pleasure of going to a retreat. Yes. Okay. So I was calling just to give support to anybody who finds themselves in the very difficult school of Our Lady of Sorrows. I, unfortunately, have been in her school for an extended time, and it's difficult. But on the very first night where I found myself in a family situation that led me to the foot of the cross, Our Lady spoke very clearly to my heart. When I asked her, I was like, Mother Mary, how did you endure the passion? How did you stand there? How did you have the strength? And she spoke very clearly to me with three lessons that I feel would be beneficial for anybody right now at the foot of the cross. Number one, she told me that you have to know without a doubt that you are a beloved child of God. Number two, you have to remember at all times that God is good, especially when you feel that you're abandoned in the suffering. Yeah. And number three, you have to keep your eyes on my son or the trials will overwhelm you. So I just hope that these three little lessons give somebody the clarity that maybe they need.
That is awesome. Love that. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, because I guarantee you, Tracy, that it will give people hope. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about Our Lady of Sorrows and how uniting our sufferings with hers can give us the hope that our hearts are yearning for. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Angela is calling from Jefferson City, Missouri, listening on Covenant Radio Network. Angela, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you, Deacon, for taking my call today. I wanted to share a story that has really brought me closer to our Blessed Mother. I was raised Protestant, Mormon, in fact, and my family members are various Protestant denominations. My mother and I have had a pretty difficult relationship throughout my entire life, and I'm close to 50, so that gives you a pretty good perspective. But I joined the Catholic Church when I met my husband and became a pretty devout Catholic, trying to get my family to also recognize the Catholic faith and to also become Catholic. My mother is pretty staunch against Catholicism. A few years ago, Deacon, I just out of the blue read an article about the 54-day novena to Our Blessed Mother, and I decided I would go ahead and pray that for my own mother and maybe hope that Mary could intercede and bring her into the Catholic Church. And I'd like to tell you, Deacon, that a year to the day that I said that novena for her, she started OCIA and is now a full Catholic member of the church and is a devout Catholic. And our relationship is growing so much stronger than it ever had before.
Oh, that is absolutely beautiful. You know, the power of prayer, the power of intercession, especially our Blessed Mother. I mean, think of the greatest saint in the history of the church is the Blessed Mother, a wife and the mother, the greatest example of what it means to be human, who gave birth to life himself, and who was there when that life gave up his human life so that we can all have life forever. What a beautiful testimony and witness she is to the love and the mercy of Almighty God. That's what we're talking about today. Our Lady of Sorrows on her feast day, uniting our sufferings to the sufferings, the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Jeff is calling from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, listening on Sirius XM 130. Jeff, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hi, Deacon. Great call, as usual. Thank you very much. I went to Mass this morning at St. Mary's in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, the fourth oldest Catholic church in the original 13 colonies. Magnificent. And was honored to be there with Mary and her son in the real presence. What I'm about to share with you with a little bit of trepidation, but also with great courage, is something I haven't shared with anyone except my wife and my mother. You know, in life, and I'm fortunate to say this with much humility and thankfulness, that, you know, I've had many consolations, signs, confirmations of God's presence and his promise in supernatural, miraculous ways. For all the doubting Thomases out there, he did raise from the dead. You can put your fingers in the wounds later. Here's my intimate interaction with Blessed Mary. I was having a nightmare, worst of my life. There were 2 8-9-foot double-irised men looking like identical twins. Definitely Hollywood couldn't have made them any more evil. And they were asking me in a derisive way, "You think you're going to heaven?" And they began to drag me. And I was terrified. I have goosebumps telling you how terrified. Woke up screaming, sweating. And in front of me was Mary. I mean, full-blown apparition. I will describe her as white, but it was more like light.
Oh, man, what an incredible way to end the show. God, whenever we talk about Mary, we get so many amazing, beautiful calls, which shows the beauty and depth of our love and devotion to her. Again, she always leads us to Jesus. All right, tomorrow on the show, we're going to have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode, Imagine by John Lennon. And until we're together again, my friends, may Almighty God bless you, keep you, and protect you. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.